Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's accepted that is South Korea's offer to high-level talks on Tuesday, January the 9th, at the truce village of Panmunjom in the heavily fortified demilitarized zone dividing the two Koreas. Meantime, the U.S. and South Korea have decided to delay joint military exercises until after the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis downplayed that delay. United States promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that has left 21 people dead, more than 1,000 under arrest. The story now from VOA's Lori London.
A White House official Thursday said the U.S. will look for actionable information and seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protests that began just last week. The State Department also said it would not stand by idly. In a statement, it said, quote, "We have ample authority to hold accountable those who commit violence against protesters, contribute to censorship, or steal from the people of Iran." Though not tied directly to the protests, the U.S. Thursday sanctioned five Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement that the sanctions target key entities involved in Iran's missile program. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has requested an emergency U.N. meeting Friday. Lori London, VOA News.
United States suspending security assistance to Pakistan, and speculation over what the U.S. may do has created a lot of uncertainty and anxiety in Pakistan following President Trump's New Year's Day tweet in which he said he would slash funding for Pakistan. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia-led coalition says it is closing the circle around the Houthi rebels in Yemen. VOA's Robert Rafael reports.
The Saudi-led coalition says it will continue the fight against the rebels, who have fired dozens of ballistic missiles towards Saudi Arabia. A spokesman also said the coalition would continue humanitarian aid operations in order to lift the suffering of the Yemeni people. The conflict is now widely seen as a proxy war between regional rival Saudi Arabia, which backs the government, and Iran, which backs the Houthi rebels. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
President Trump says any legislation that gives immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally as children the opportunity to become citizens must include funding for a border wall while ending the chain migration process and the visa lottery program.
Chain migration is a total disaster which threatens our security and our economy and provides a gateway for terrorism. Likewise, the visa lottery is bad for our economy and very bad for security. You saw that recently in New York along the West Side Highway. We need a physical border wall. We're going to have a wall. Remember that. We're going to have a wall to keep out deadly drug dealers, dangerous traffickers, and violent criminal cartels. Mexico's having a tremendous problem with crime, and we want to keep it out of our country.
In September, President Trump rescinded the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which was instituted by former President Barack Obama, protecting 800,000 immigrants from deportation. Security researchers have disclosed a set of security flaws, they said, could let hackers steal sensitive information from nearly every modern computing device. Reuters' Grace Lee has our report.
Researchers have found a set of security flaws in processors from Intel and AMD that could let hackers steal sensitive information from millions of devices. According to a report, the two bugs affect everything from laptops and tablets to smartphones and even internet servers from the last decade. It's left developers scrambling to find fixes, and experts say the impact will vary from product to product. The bugs, dubbed Meltdown and Spectre, both allow hackers to bypass or trick applications to get passwords or secret information. But reports say the updates to fix the problems might also cause Intel chips to run up to 30% more slowly. Experts are warning businesses to move quickly and update any vulnerable systems, as hackers are expected to develop code they can use to exploit the bugs. At this point, it's not clear whether Intel will face any financial liability arising from one of the reported flaws.
That is Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.